Hello everyone, this is Aubrey Clark, and I would like to share with you some of the little-known facts about London that I have picked up while I'm studying here. Today is July 22nd, and we've been here for about a week so far, and have already had so many wonderful guides and tours. You know, with all these little anecdotes that they share with us about the rich history of this city, it began to remind me of a well-known know-it-all.
Well, what I can't fathom is how one can drink ice-cold beer in freezing weather.
Cliff, explanation, please.
Now, how do you know he has one?
$5 says he does, 10 says it's a doozy. When the British ruled the Punjab, $10 all the way. We drink steaming hot pots of tea on the hottest days of the year to balance out the inside and outside temperatures. See, conversely, drinking an ice-cold drink on a cold day actually results in a more comfortable body temperature.
All right. Why do you drink ice-cold beer on a hot day?
Mr. Clavin, what else are you going to do with it?
While Cliff Clavin has not been one of my guides so far, I have still learned much from the ones I have been with. For example, we've discussed the etymology of certain words and popular phrases and how they get their names in the first place. Did you know that Big Ben doesn't refer to the clock tower itself, but instead to the bell inside? It was named after the person who designed the tower. Thankfully, it wasn't named after his brother, Richard. I also read an article from Factoids, and it discussed how Covent Garden was originally supposed to be called Convent Garden. Apparently, there was a spelling error on the original paperwork, just goes to show you how important spell check is. London is home to about 7.5 million people, and it's believed that there has been a settlement here since the 2nd century. Now, the actual city of London is only about 1 square mile. This is referred to as the capital or town, and serves as the financial district. Interesting to note that there are more US banks here in London than there are in New York City. The same is true for Tokyo. As you walk through the streets of this historical wonder, you'll hear hundreds of different languages spoken and probably have trouble getting used to the cars driving around on the other side of the road. Unless you find yourself on Savoy Street, which is the only street in London where you'll find drivers on the right-hand side. But what you will find here are excellent places to eat, 6 World Heritage Sites to visit, over 100 museums and theaters to see, over 1,000 parks to relax in, but most importantly of all, almost 4,000 pubs to grab a delicious drink at the end of the day.